He is perhaps the most famous name to fight at the Battle of Gettysburg, a battle that was fought 160 years ago this week. His leadership on the battlefield has made his name immortal, but he would probably have preferred to remain anonymous, because you know him for an attempt that failed. The American Countryside returns after this.
Why do you listen?
You get the local news and the weather is up to date all the time.
Oh, I love sports. It's good to hear what's going on because you can't make it to all the games.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
It moves with me. It's portable. It goes with me. It's in my car. I can find my mood. I can flip through stations up and down the dial. There's always something that's talking to me.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com. Tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When you think of the important people at the Battle of Gettysburg, we often remember a man named Pickett and an ill-fated charge.
He was very flamboyant. He looked at war as a glorious thing, an adventure. Compared to another real famous American who had that same kind of attitude, George Armstrong Custer, very dashing. They both had long, you know, ringlets of hair, perfumed.
Eric Campbell shares the story from Gettysburg National Battlefield.
Of the 13,000 men who made that attack on July 3rd, 1863, Pickett only commanded about 5,500, his own division. Again, I'm not to insult him. He did graduate from West Point, although he wasn't considered brilliant by any means. He graduated dead last in his class.
Campbell says Pickett was certainly brave and was a competent officer, yet it was easy for the press to quickly assign his name to the failed mission.
Right before the war ends, unfortunately for him, he made a bad decision. He was attending a shad bake when his division got overrun at a place called Five Forks. And that defeat led to the collapse of Petersburg and then eventually Richmond. And when General Lee found out that Pickett wasn't with his men when he should have been, he removed him from command.
Pickett was bitter that Lee removed him from command. Years later, the two had a chance meeting.
They had a very cold meeting, as it were, and Pickett said to John Mosby, who was a famous Confederate guerrilla leader, something like, you know, that man destroyed my division at Gettysburg. And Mosby hit it right in the head when he replied, yes, but he made you immortal.
He is immortally tied to Gettysburg in the attack that bears his name, Pickett's Charge. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.